Hi, it's Glenn O'Neill. Today is Monday, November 15th, and this is episode 8 of A Close Look at Sanfilippo. 10 minutes going through 5 topics in the world of Sanfilippo syndrome and some of the work we're doing here at Cure Sanfilippo Foundation. As a reminder, Sanfilippo syndrome is a rapidly degenerative and fatal disease in children, currently with no approved cure or treatment options. So here we go. This is a big week for the Sanfilippo community. Tomorrow is World Sanfilippo Awareness Day, Tuesday, November 16th. This is being celebrated and acknowledged around the world, and this continues to grow every year. We're so thankful to see the partner foundations in the United States and around the world gearing up for this day, sharing images, sharing the logo. Also, families are doing a great job of spreading awareness. Some of them are doing different facts about Sanfilippo on each day in November, leading up to the big day tomorrow, November 16th. Tomorrow we'll have lots of things coming out, especially the photos for the Hands of Hope Challenge. Hands of Hope really is basically just taking a photo, holding hands of the people that you love, and you're doing that in support of raising awareness for Sanfilippo syndrome on this day. Anyone can do this and post and write a simple message that says, I'm helping spread awareness for Sanfilippo syndrome today on World Sanfilippo Awareness Day by posting this photo of me holding hands with the one I love. And then we're hashtagging and using hashtags, hashtag Hands of Hope and hashtag World Sanfilippo Day. Also, tomorrow, our foundation has a big video release, a new viral video called Help Simon. Simon is a little 5-year-old boy in Austin, Texas, with amazing basketball skills, but he also has Sanfilippo syndrome type B. His parents are advocating and helping raise awareness and research funding by releasing this very personal video. Their goal is to raise $1 million for this research. The world premiere and launch of this video is 10:30 Eastern Time tomorrow, November 16th. And one of the big ways you could help us tomorrow on World Sanfilippo Awareness Day is at 10:30 Eastern Time to go to helpsimon.com to watch the video. It's a 3-minute video, and to share it with anyone you know. By sharing this video, you can help it go viral. You can help it get more media exposure, which all helps people to become aware of this disease and be able to chip in whatever they can. So again, if there was one thing you could do tomorrow to help make a massive difference, it would be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time to go to helpsimon.com to watch it and to share it widely. Thank you. Next, I'm going to turn it over to Lindsay, our development lead, who's going to talk to us about our virtual gala coming up in December.
Thanks, Glenn. I cannot believe we are already well into November. With the holiday season approaching, we wanted to invite each of you to attend our second annual Merry and Bright Trivia Gala Night. This year, it will be on Friday, December 10th. This virtual event is complimentary to all of our supporters, is a token of our gratitude for all that you do to advance our mission of finding treatment options and a hopeful cure for Sanfilippo syndrome. If you were able to attend last year, you'll remember each round of trivia had a different theme. Two of last year's themes were the holidays and popular sitcoms. We'll still have 4 rounds of trivia, each with a different theme. From start to finish, our trivia night will last about an hour and a half, and it'll take place over Zoom. This event is so special to us because it gives us the opportunity to gather with you all and your loved ones to celebrate the holiday season and you for all that you do for the foundation. It was especially fantastic to see that some of our family teams who live across the country from one another were able to meet in person because they were already together for the holidays. So they got to spend time together, play some trivia, and kick off the holiday season with some festive fun. The event is free, but please register in advance so we can build teams for some friendly competition. During each round, you'll be given time to discuss the trivia questions and submit your answers as a team separate from all of the other teams. We encourage you to invite your friends, family, and neighbors to sign up. You're able to list who you would like to be teamed up with on your registration, but by no means do you need to organize a team or teammates or even sign up with anyone else when you register prior to the event. We'll do all of that for you and take care of the logistics. To register, visit give.curesanfilippofoundation.org/Merry and Bright. We hope to see you there. Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay, and we're hoping for another fantastic trivia gala this year. Next, I want to talk about our partnership with All Stripes. I'm going to break this into 2 sections because it's really important. The first section is what is it and how can it help? And the second section is where do we currently stand with All Stripes? So we've partnered with All Stripes because we believe it could significantly transform how patients and families can help the research process. All Stripes makes it easy for participants to access all of their own medical records while contributing their de-identified information to help advance new treatment research, all from home, all at no cost. And I'll talk more about how this could benefit research in just a second. So how does it work? First, currently, it is only available for patients and families in the USA, the UK, and Canada. The company is working on expanding it to other countries. So basically, you sign up, you create an account, you review the consents, and you share as many health facilities, hospitals, and doctors that you can remember that your child with Sanfilippo has been to. Then the All Stripes team does all the work behind the scenes to retrieve and process all the records. They'll then be uploaded, including maybe, you know, doctor's notes that you may never have even seen before. You'll have access to all of these at any time. And then the team de-identifies the records, and they begin structuring the data and the information and combining it with other Sanfilippo records so that various analyses can be done that helps the research process. So again, exactly how could having all these medical records together help the research process? Well, we've talked about how the FDA usually likes to see these natural history studies for nearly every clinical trial that's created so they can compare a treatment effect against a baseline. And as a reminder, a natural history study is just various tests and procedures like cognitive evaluations, blood draws, looking for certain things. And they basically track patients over time, patients that are not being given any treatment. And let's just say 12 months of time for a certain set of patients, let's say 20 patients. Well, the biotechs use this information to show disease progression with no treatment so that the FDA can then look at children with treatment and say, are they following this same path as Sanfilippo, or are the kids on treatment doing better? Are they diverging from this? The challenge is that in these natural history studies, these are only for the patients who are part of this study and who are able to come into the centers to be evaluated. You know, what about the thousands and thousands of research records for Sanfilippo children that are out there but are just lost to the world of medical records? That's where this tool and this service can be incredibly beneficial. And also, the natural history studies only focus on the tests and procedures that the company at the time thinks are worth measuring to reach conclusions about their treatment. And while that's good, it certainly leaves out a lot of other data points that could be useful and important. A real-world hypothetical would be, let's say the FDA is considering granting accelerated approval to a treatment for Sanfilippo, but needs some real-world endpoints to measure. And let's say it's decided that hearing is one of those endpoints that they want to look at. Well, not every natural history study done previously might have looked into something like hearing. And we don't want to have to do another 12-month or more study on children with no treatment just to look at hearing and evaluate hearing and monitor hearing. You know, this information exists already, and it exists in these medical records. So what if we had hundreds of medical records of children with Sanfilippo? We know for certain there would be lots of data for hearing appointments, ENT doctors, audiologist visits, hearing aids. And this would not be for a specific point in time, but it would be over the course of the disease progression for this child. This might be a perfect endpoint to see if treatment is helping. Another example is swallowing, swallow studies, and when is there need for a feeding tube. So having all this data available in All Stripes allows us to see truly what is happening in the medical history of children with Sanfilippo, with the hopes of strategically using this information as a comparison for the FDA to see treatment benefit in the hopes of reaching an approved and available treatment for children. And I should say, this is not just for children living today with Sanfilippo, but also for the angel children who have passed away. It's another way that the legacy of your child can continue to give back to helping find treatments or a cure. And records of angel children actually are particularly helpful because it allows researchers to see the whole picture of medical records throughout the entire journey. And the second part I wanted to talk about was, where do we stand with All Stripes? Well, our goal is to have 130 individual Sanfilippo patient records entered in all stripes, and currently we have 52. And the numbers are broken down into subcategory by Sanfilippo type based on prevalence. And if we can reach these numbers, this 130, we feel we'll have enough quantity to have enough quality data and representation of each type of Sanfilippo. So the breakdown is as follows. For type A, we have 23 entered, and our goal is to reach 70. For type B, we have 14 entered, and our goal is to reach 40. For type C, we have 15 entered, and the goal was 10, so we achieved the goal there, and so great job to the type C folks. And they can still always enter additional information even after we've reached the goal, so more data does not hurt. And for the rarest type of Sanfilippo, we have 0, and the goal is 10. So Sanfilippo D is very, very rare. It might be difficult to achieve. So please, any Sanfilippo parents listening or watching, please reach out to us with questions about all stripes. We hope you will consider participating, again, at no cost. We would be happy to discuss with you and even put you in touch with all stripes. This is so important, and it could be the difference maker in moving approved treatments forward. We hope to reach this goal of having 130 children's medical records in all stripes by the spring of 2022. So now is a great time to start. Again, please consider, contact us, or visit allstripes.com/Sanfilippo. And finally, coming up at the end of November, November 30th actually, is Giving Tuesday. And during the holiday season, there's always a great outpouring of charitable giving to causes. And Giving Tuesday, it's become an established, expected part of the global holiday season. People are looking for great causes to support, so we will be participating. Now, many of our families have been doing various fundraisers recently and throughout the year, so our goal is never for any family to feel pressured into fundraising. Rather, what we do is throughout the year, we give families a variety of opportunities for fundraising and awareness, and then they're able to choose the ones that fit their strengths and fit their schedules. So Giving Tuesday is another one of these opportunities. Our Giving Tuesday campaigns will primarily be on Facebook and on Instagram, and hopefully you'll see them, and hopefully you can't miss them. So that's my 10 minutes. We went through a lot. A reminder, tomorrow, November 16th, is World Sanfilippo Awareness Day. Please watch and share helpsimon.com at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. It will be a huge help to us. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for making the world a better place. Until next time.